Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11. This is letter number 3565. Baruch Hashem, dated the 18th of Sivan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. Now, they wrote to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to the letter of 9th of Sivan. They told the good news that they were vindicated. It seems to me like they won the case, he and his friends. Now, if we remember before, there was a letter they were writing to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe suggested to him what he should argument, that they came from the former Soviet Union, he doesn't know the laws exactly. Maybe that's a follow-up to that letter, I'm not sure, but there was a letter, you know, a little bit ago, in which they were telling the Rebbe that they got in trouble with the law, and the Rebbe made some suggestions to them. First of all, hire a good attorney, and the Rebbe gave some ideas, but they told the Rebbe that, I'm not sure it's that, but that they, him and his buddies came out, they were vindicated, and I already wrote, the Rebbe said, that you are Zakoyim and you will be Zakoyim, meaning you're not guilty and you will not be found guilty. Zakoyim heim and Zakoyim you. And that is not with regards to the case, but to succeed in fulfilling your main purpose, the true purpose of the person. Not so much being in court or whatever they were found to be not guilty, but the main goal of the person to be found Zakoyim is, as the Mishnah says, I've been created to serve my master, to serve Hashem. By studying Torah, by observing mitzvahs in a perfect way, and a very important principle amongst the mitzvahs is to spread the wellspring of Chassidus, its directives, its customs, to the point that it reaches to the outside. And this should take place by you and your friend, good health. So the Rebbe says, while you won the case, but the main thing is you won, and you will win the case of your service of Hashem, which is study Torah, observing mitzvahs, and spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, it's known, there is a hint in the Targum, in the translation of the Pasuk. It says, Ubnei Yisrael Yoitzim B'yod Rama. The Rebbe wants to associate with the spreading of Chassidus this vindication and the purpose. It says, the Jewish people after Egypt, the verse says, Bnei Yisrael Yotzim B'yod Rama. They went up with a raised up hand. They went out. So mainly, that should represent, that represents matters of the inner part of Torah. That the yidn go out, B'yod Rama, meaning with Chassidus, with the inner, which is the teaching of Chassidus. That the yidn go out of exile with the matters of Pnimis HaTorah, Torah's Chassidus. How? Because they go out, it says, B'yod Rama. What does the Targum say with a raised up hand? It says, Bereish Gilei. Bereish Gilei, openly. So the word Bereish is an abbreviation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the revelation that the exodus of the exile will be through matters of Pnimis HaTorah, Bereish Gilei. That's how we go out. The Rosh HaTevis of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, as also hinted in the beginning of the book of the Zohar, Over there it says Bereish Hurmanusa. So there is the word of Bereish again. Over there, the Zohar begins with the words also Bereish Hurmanusa. The word Bereish is an abbreviation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So that means that in the beginning, the Hurmana, the permission, the starts with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rebbe says to look there in Nagos, Darachem is in the Tzutzeres. Anyways, the Rebbe is saying, yes, you won the case, that's good. But you are to win the case in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and spreading Chassidus. That's the victory, the real victory. Well, the Rebbe celebrates their victory. Doesn't say exactly what, but whatever they came out victorious, but the Rebbe says, be victorious in the most important things, and that is the study of Torah, mitzvahs, and spreading of Chassidus.